November 16th. It's a noon hour, and we look for your RSVP. A conversation about women's health, common cancers affecting women, hosted by Carol Van Andel and, of course, the VAI. Dr. Hui Shen with us, along with Dr. Peter Jones and MSU's Dr. Ronald Chandler to be presenting. Dr. Shen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
Tell me about your background.
So my name is Hui Shen. So Hui is spelled H-U-I. It's pronounced Hui. Don't ask me why that spelling is associated with that pronunciation, but that's my name. And I'm a assistant professor at the Van Andel Institute.
Yes. And tell me a little bit about your background again.
Mm-hmm. I am a computational biologist, and I work on women's cancers. And I work on a very specific field called epigenetics.
Did you always want to be a scientist?
Yes. I think since I was pretty young, I was just curious about all kinds of things, and I think science is a good career for me.
Let's tell that to our next Hui Shens. Let's make sure that that is passed on to other little gals that are interested in the sciences. We need you. And thank you for what you do. Your research actually focuses on ovarian cancer?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about this.
So I actually work on different kinds of cancers that affect women, and ovarian cancer is one of my major research focuses. And I work on, as I mentioned earlier, I work on this specific field called epigenetics. And epigenetics literally means above genetics. So it's an additional layer of regulation that is on top of our genetic code to control gene expression. So that's how our bodies make all kinds of cells out of one set of genetic code. You know, you have skin cells and brain cells, and they're all with the same kind of genetic code. And so this mechanism is called epigenetics. And cancer, of course, can tap into this mechanism and turn on genes that help them to grow and turn off genes that keep them in check. So ovarian cancer and other women's cancers are of no exception. They use the same kind of mechanism.
And how are we doing against the fight against ovarian cancer and other cancers affecting women?
Well, I hope that we are getting there, and that's what we are trying to do, working on both the early detection and the treatment of ovarian cancer. And we are making good progress, I believe.
Well, when you've discovered that cancer, I want you to yell at the top of your voice so that I can hear you from the hill of Van Andel Institute. Not to be condescending, but you look for that research to find that cure. And you talk about it. A conversation about women's health, this event on the 16th. Tell us about this.
This event focuses on advancements in the fields of major cancers that affect women. And there will be three researchers speaking at this event, including myself and Dr. Peter Jones, who is a world leader, actually the world leader in the epigenetics field, and also Dr. Ron Chandler from Michigan State University. And in the end, there will be a Q&A panel during which the attendees can ask questions of their interest and discuss with the researchers.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Where is this to be held?
This is going to be held at the Van Andel Institute.
Yes, it will hold many fun events at the Institute. That's awesome. Obviously, you would like your guests to arrive between 11:30 and 12.
Yes.
Yes, and very minimal cost as well. What remarks will you make, Dr. Shen?
I will be talking about general things that you're supposed to know about how cancer affects women. And I would talk a little bit about the progress that we made here in Grand Rapids, as well as being part of a national team.
Let's talk just a little bit about your niche, ovarian cancer. Is there one that's more susceptible to this type of cancer?
Yes. So actually, my PhD thesis was on germline susceptibility to ovarian cancer, and talk about how different women with different genetic backgrounds have different susceptibility to this type of cancer.
Is it familial?
It a big part of it is familial. And of course, environment and lifestyle plays a role as well. And I'll be talking about all of those at this event.
Yes. Well, I imagine if I ask you, is there a way to prevent it? You would most likely say no, but there are obviously changes in our lifestyle that we can make.
Yes, you can definitely affect your risk of getting ovarian cancer.
Anything else you'd like to share with us?
So if you're interested in this event, you can go to our website, that is www.vai.org, to find out more about this event, or you can go to Facebook and follow Vandal Research Institute.
And again, as you mentioned, we'll be talking about, thanks to you, the ovarian, but also don't forget the breast cancer and the endometrial cancer.
Yes, that is we will be talking about all of those.
And I'm sure we can sit here and talk about early intervention and regular checkups and treating our body like a shrine.
Yes, you're an expert, Shelley.
Well, you know, I was a physical therapist for 15 years, so I remember hanging out in the, in the talk of patient care and more. So I like to practice what we preach, and obviously believe in the power of health. So live each day like it has 26 hours in it, right?
Yes.
What do you do for fun?
Well, I used to paint, and now I have a baby, so I don't have time for anything.
Well, don't let those paints get too far away, but tell me about your baby.
His name is Jamie, and it's adorable, and I, of course, I'm biased. I think he's the most adorable baby in the world. He's 2.5 months old.
Oh, nice. Well, it sounds like your passion remains with the baby, the family, and your passion to educate us regarding your niche of ovarian cancer and more. A conversation about women's health hosted by Carol Van Andel. She's a rock star. It is that Thursday of November 16th. So, VAI.org for more information.
Thank you, Shelley.
You're welcome. Have fun.